If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It's 10 trivia questions on American Girl dolls for my friend Katie Smith. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show that comes out every single day. Make sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of this pop culture fiasco. We have a 10-question multiple choice quiz for my friend Katie Smith, who asked me to do this, I think, 9 months ago, and I'm finally getting around to it. Katie, I'm not going to lie. I was like, do I American Girl talk? Even just looking it up was hard for me to do. But we have a multiple choice quiz for you, and I hope you get something out of it. And hey, maybe if you're listening, maybe if you are a youngster listening with your parents and you collect and love American Girl dolls, you'll get something out of today's episode. And that's what the show is all about. It's a little something for everybody at all times. And if it's not for you, you can just skip to the next episode or go back and listen to one of the other 700 episodes of the show that might be just for you. Something like Die Hard would be the drastic opposite that we've done at least twice on the show. So if you hate American Girl dolls, go find the Die Hard episode. It's going to be a good time. Before we get into the 10 questions, I want to showcase some cool stuff we have here at High Point Brewing Company in San Dimas, California. Not only do I host bingo here and a bunch of other fun events, they have really cool games that you can come in and play while you're sipping on your favorite beers. They have the Oregon Trail card game. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that box. And I picked this up at like Target before, and I almost bought it several times. It actually says only at Target on the back. So that's interesting. I assume that if I was to buy this game, I would immediately die of dysentery, which is why I have not bought it yet. They have that you could play here. They have giant dice in a bag. This is just one of the dice, one die. But they have like a bag of, I think, five dice, and you can shake them up and play giant Yahtzee. That's awesome if you have a lot of tall people in your family. Finally, something for them. And then they have this. They just got it. And I said, can I use that on the podcast for the new video version? And they said, sure. So if you're listening, you're not going to be able to see this, but it's a Monopoly money gun. And it shoots Monopoly money, but you could put real money in it too, and it just shoots up in the air. So you'll be able to hear what that sounds like in just a second. And if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see what that sounds like. But I'm going to hold up the gun, and then now we're going to point it, and we're going to hold this button down. Oh, there it is. That was pretty fun. Oh, very, very cool. Whoa, my God. One more. Can we do it? Nope. Hey! Oh, my gosh. There it is. The Monopoly money gun. It is useless. I don't know what you would do with this. I don't know if this is a game and each thing has something else. No, I think it's just Monopoly money. So I'm living it up here, guys, in San Dimas. But stop into High Point Brewing. Have a beer and shoot the money gun. It is awesome. Look at that. Oh, now I got it down. All right. That was fun for me. Okay. It was fun for me. Sometimes I have to have fun on this thing. We're going to jump into 10 questions on American Girl dolls for Katie Smith right now. Here we go. All right, here we go. American Girl doll trivia for Katie Smith. Let's see how many of these you can get right on a multiple choice basis. Question number one, which three dolls were the first created? Was it Addie, Molly, and Kaya? Kaya, Felicity, and Molly. Kirsten, Molly, and Samantha, or Kit, Kirsten, and Addie? Question number one, multiple choice, which one of those sets of dolls were created first? Question number two, where did the first American Girl place open up? Was that Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, New York, New York, or Dallas, Texas? Where did the first American Girl place open up? What city? Question number three, when was Josephina introduced into the American Girl collection? Was it between Kit and Kaya, between Kaya and Julie, between Felicity and Addie, or between Addie and Kit? Question number three. Question number four, which American Girl was made an online exclusive in 2002 before making a catalog comeback in 2005? Was that Molly, Kaya, Felicity, or Samantha? Question number four. Question number five, how old are the American Girl characters in the beginning of their books? Are they 9, 7, 10, or 8? 9, 7, 10, or 8? Question number six, who was the first doll to have freckles? Was that Molly, Kirsten, Kit, or Julie? Who was the first doll to have freckles? Molly, Kirsten, Kit, or Julie? Number seven, which one of these authors wrote all six of Felicity's books? Was it Anna Sandor, Valerie Tripp, Janet Shaw, or none of the above? Anna Sandor, Valerie Tripp, Janet Shaw, or none of the above? Question number eight, the Just Like You dolls were originally called what? Were they called My Twin Dolls, American Girls of Today, Customizable Dolls Just For You, or have they always been called Just Like You Dolls? Question number nine, two questions left. What is the name of the third American Girl of the Year? Is it Marisol, Lindsay, Jess, or Kaylee? Marisol, Lindsay, Jess, or Kaylee for the American Girl of the Year, the third one. And number 10, who directed Molly on American Girl on the home front? Was that Joyce Chopra, Pleasant Roland, Nadia Tass, or Julia Roberts? Who directed that movie, number 10? Those are your 10 multiple choice questions for American Girl Doll Trivia. Katie, I hope you got something crazy out of this episode. We'll be right back with the answers in just a minute. We are back with the answers to American Girl Doll Trivia Quiz Action. For Katie Smith, here are the answers. Number one, which three dolls were first created? The answer there was the third choice, Kirsten, Molly, and Samantha, KMS, number one. Question number two, where did the first American Girl place open up? That would be Sweet Home Chicago for me, Chicago, Illinois. Number two, I've never been there and probably will not visit it anytime soon. Number three, when was Josephina introduced into the American Girl collection? That was the last choice between Addie and Kit, between Addie and Kit. Number four, which American Girl was made an online exclusive in 2002 before making a catalog comeback in 2005? That was the third choice, Felicity, also a show with Carrie Russell. Carrie Russell is in the new Star Wars movie. She wears a helmet most of the time and only has a few lines, but look that up. Number five, how old are the American Girl characters in the beginning of their books? They are 9 years old. Nine is the magic number there. Number six, who was the first doll to have freckles? That was Kit, K-I-T, like Knight Rider. Number seven, which of these authors wrote all six of Felicity's books? That was Valerie Tripp, Valerie Tripp. And number eight, the Just Like You dolls were originally called American Girls of Today, American Girls of Today. Number nine, what is the name of the third American Girl of the Year winner? Marisol, Marisol. And number 10, who directed Molly, an American Girl on the home front? Joyce Chopra, Joyce Chopra. That is it for today's quiz on American Girl dolls. I hope you had fun playing along with these doll questions. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com for all your printing and t-shirt and customized needs. Who was sued for plagiarism over his song, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Who was sued for plagiarism over his song, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Send me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Lauryn Hill, the person who had an album with Miseducation in the title. And your trivia team name of today is Kiss from an Axl Rose. Kiss from an Axl Rose, combining Seal and Guns N' Roses. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.